This is a Fox News alert, an awful new milestone. I'm Lisa Brady. 900,000 COVID deaths in the United States. The Associated Press reporting the Johns Hopkins count hitting that threshold, though the university's COVID map is still a few hundred shy. But we're averaging more than 2,400 COVID deaths per day, where we were last winter, even as the Omicron surge appears to be waning. Cases are declining in 49 out of 50 states now. Court fights over mandates appear to be far from over. In Virginia, the new governor has just lost a round. An Arlington County circuit judge issuing a temporary restraining order blocking Governor Youngkin's move to ban school districts from requiring masks. This puts the governor's executive order on hold while that court fight continues. State prosecutors are now investigating whether a SWAT team shooting in Minneapolis was justified.
Karen Wells is calling Minneapolis police murderers following the shooting death Wednesday of her son, 22-year-old Amir Locke.
Never would I have imagined that I would be standing up here talking about the execution of my son by the Minneapolis Police Department.
Though police body cam video released one day after the shooting shows Locke with a gun pointing it in the direction of officers before he was shot during the raid of an apartment he was in, which was the subject of a warrant search in the course of a homicide investigation.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. Locke's parents say the gun was legal and that he reached for it in confusion after being awakened from a deep sleep. The former lawyer for Stormy Daniels is convicted in a second criminal trial. Michael Avenatti could face 20 years in prison for wire fraud. He denies stealing book proceeds from Daniels and has already filed a motion for a mistrial, still set to serve a more than 2-year sentence for attempted extortion of Nike. America's listening to Fox News.
Fox News Radio on demand on the Fox News app. Download the app and just click listen. When you swipe left, you can listen to your favorite Fox News talk shows live. Swipe right for the latest Fox News Radio newscasts on demand. Fox News Radio on the Fox News app. Download it today.
President Biden calls today's jobs report extraordinary.
I'm pleased to report this morning, but many of you already know, that America's job machine is going stronger than ever.
Pointing to historic progress after 467,000 jobs were created last month, when some economists predicted a decline because of the COVID surge, and job gains for November and December were revised higher by more than 700,000.
Fueling a strong recovery and opportunity for hardworking women and men all across this great country. America is back to work.
But the president acknowledging there is more work to do as high inflation continues. The administration issuing transitional standards for school lunches meant to ease the path for cafeterias to get back on a healthier course emerging from the pandemic. Schools have been struggling to meet the government's nutrition benchmarks, but are not being punished for falling short. Even avatars need their space.
Meta debuts personal boundary for its virtual reality spaces, Horizon Worlds and Horizon Venues, a feature it says prevents avatars from coming within a set distance of each other, creating more personal space for people and making it easier to avoid unwanted interactions. Meta says the boundary will feel like there's nearly a 4-foot distance between your avatar and others. If someone tries to enter your personal boundary, systems will prevent them. In a blog post, reps call this a powerful example of how VR has the potential to help people interact comfortably. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Facebook's parent company rolling out that new feature, even as the company's metaverse focus spooks investors after a profit decline. Shares down another fraction today after their worst drop ever yesterday. Overall, the Dow, NASDAQ, and S&P finish higher for the week, but the Dow slips 21 points today. I'm Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.